Casey Phillips here with Chris Givens. So first and foremost, you said off camera that we want to clear things up about the receivers and how you guys are known. So tell me what you guys stand for, who you are. Give me the name you want.
First off, no disrespect to the greatest show on turf, but it's just a new era, and we're not trying to be anybody's 2.0. We want to be known as the Afros, and that's America's finest receivers on Sundays.
I like that. That's got a nice ring to it, too, the Afros. Although I think that means you guys are all going to have to grow Afros. How do you feel about that?
I doubt that'll happen, but, you know, to each his own. Some of them might, some of them won't. I know I won't be one of them.
No, that's not happening?
No, not happening at all.
Well, so how did this come about? Who came? I mean, that's a pretty intense and awesome acronym, first of all. So who came up with this?
Kenny Britt came up with it. I think he said that one of the first days he was here, and everybody loved it, and it's kind of stuck. And that's the standard we're holding ourselves to.
That's awesome. I'm not surprised he would be the one to come up with that. He, I mean, in all the talking he does, eventually something brilliant, I'm sure, comes out of all that.
Exactly. One out of every 12, 10 tries, something good comes out.
I like it. Well, how have the Afros been looking so far in training camp?
I think we're looking pretty good. You know, we're coming out with a different attitude. But, you know, each day we come out with a goal, and that's to improve and be better than we was the day before. And I think so far we're doing a pretty good job of that.
And Coach Fisher pretty much left you guys intact from last year for the most part. How much did that mean to you guys, knowing the confidence that he had in you guys to do that instead of that first pick in the draft being a wide receiver, to know he thought he already had what he needed here?
I think it did a lot for the guys, for the younger guys or the guys who haven't had necessarily a lot of reps. It just gave them that extra confidence boost that they needed, knowing that the coaching staff was behind them and that we're all going to support each other and be here for each other. So I think it did a lot for the younger guys, and for myself it was just kind of like, all right, you got to go ahead and do what you got to do, because they're showing a lot of confidence in you guys.
All right, well, thank you. And you heard it right here from the man, Afros. That's the thing. Are you tweeting about it? Are we going to create a hashtag about this, you think?
And if you want, I'm not going to do it. I'll retweet it, but you can start it.
All right, I'll start that today. All right, well, thanks, and good luck the rest of camp.
No problem. Thank you.